What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast with your host, The Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Today, what is it that you're opting out of? What is it that you're excusing yourself from doing that you know you should be fucking doing? Let's talk about that. Seriously. Like, for one second, just be honest with yourself right now. What is it that you're opting out of, that you're making an excuse that you're not doing that you know you should be doing? Give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bang. See that right there? That thing right there that you know for a fucking fact you are opting out of is the thing that's going to get you to become the person you really want to be. It's going to get you to where you want to go. And why are we opting out of it? Why are you opting out of it? Why? Come up with the excuse in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom. That excuse, that story that you keep telling yourself. Now ask yourself this one question. Is that really true? Is that 100% true what you just told yourself? See, that story, an excuse might be valid. It might be a great excuse. Might be a phenomenal excuse. But it's still excusing you from the work that needs to be done. You're still excusing yourself from the thing that needs to get done, or at least you want to get done so you can get what you actually want. You see, the only reason you're being held back is because you're allowing this excuse to make you feel good. The excuses make us feel good because it gives us a reason to not do the thing we need to do and not feel so bad about it. But the reality is that it's only making things worse. It's only making your life worse because you're not getting any better. You're not getting any closer to where you want to be. And you're ultimately taking steps back. It's not fucking easy. It's really not. Happened to me in business. Happened to me in fitness. And it wasn't until I got somebody else to give me a certain level of expectations that I had to rise up to my goals. The misconception that it's all done by you, all done by you, is it's a lie. Why do you think people succeed in school? Why do you think people succeed in jobs? They have bosses. They have teachers. And so a lot of you guys, you do what you need to do. You do what you want to do just enough to get by. And what holds you back in that sense is just the expectations that you have for yourself. You have to really fucking look yourself in the mirror and decide, motherfucker, like, I need to do more and I need to do better. And if you don't need to do more and do better, then you need to do less of the shit that makes you worse. And it's just like, stop placating yourself. Stop fucking realizing that everything that you're not doing is costing you the life that you could be living. It's costing you a fucking phenomenal life. It's costing you the relationship, the money, the spirituality connection. It's costing you something. And day after day, it's fucking Monday. We're consistently putting things off and you wonder why you feel stuck. You wonder why you feel stagnant. You wonder why you feel like you can't get ahead in life. Because you can't. What did you do this weekend? Did you get ahead this weekend? Or did you take steps back? Are you waking up today trying to play catch up? Or are you waking up today being like, no, like, let's keep moving forward? Maybe you woke up today with some more fucking problems. I did. And it just makes me angry, man. It makes me fucking frustrated. It makes me so fucking mad. But I, guess what? It gives me motivation. It gives me the motivation to fucking, because I know this is my level up. I know this is what's going to take me to that next fucking level. You see, problems and situations that you don't see coming are the ones that take you to where you must go. The lessons are behind the challenges, the ladders that you have to climb, the situation that you have to dig yourself out of. Man, financially, relationship. You might be having a relationship situation where you're just like thinking about them all the time. You're like, well, what's going on with this? Well, you have to fucking realize that whether that relationship is going well or bad, how are you going to show up? How are you going to show up to the relationship, whether the relationship is good or bad? Are you going to placate? Are you going to dictate how you show up and how you act on based on how they're treating you? If they don't treat you good that day, you're going to not treat them good that day? And they treat you excellent that day, you're going to treat them excellent that day. The one thing, hey, listen, I'm not fucking perfect either. I'm fucking working on it too. But the one thing I told myself that I've learned is like, I don't care how this person treats me. What I do care about is how am I going to treat them regardless of how I feel, regardless of how they treat me. Well, what do you mean, Alex, regardless of how you feel? Well, if I like this person and I love this person, whatever it might be, well, I understand that it's not about me then. See, one thing that I've been learning about relationships is that most people make it about themselves. Oh, they make me feel good. Oh, I love them because they do this for me. Like, then you're just in it for yourself. You're not in it for them. When I realized that some of the best relationships are like, how can I give my partner a better life because they're with me? And people might call it, oh, you're simping or this. I'm like, yo, like, you're just not with the right person then. Because someone that cares about you and loves you, when you treat them with love and respect and you show them that you care, they're going to value that. And then the person you're with, they might not value that. And they might just not treat you correctly after a while. And then guess what? Now you found out, well, this is not the person that appreciates the way I am for them. So this is not my person. But on the other hand, a person that really does love and care about you, when you treat them that way, they will love that. And so every time that you decide to make an excuse to do the things that you must do, you are not living up to what you could be in life, and you're not allowing your life to give you what you can't have, what you could have, because you're not responsible enough yet. You're not responsible enough yet to sustain the things that are given to you. And so every day, especially, like, look, here's the secret. Whatever it might be that you don't, that you keep putting off, do it in the morning. Do it in the morning. It's proven. You have the most willpower in the morning. You're fresh. Get it out of the way. Some people might say, oh, you don't want to get out of the way. No, motherfucker. Sometimes you just got to get in there, get that workout in, and move forward. Focus on your meals. Meal prep. All right? So understand that. It's not just that you're excusing yourself from getting the work done. Man, you're excusing yourself from becoming this person that has a much better quality of life. The quality of life that you want. Everybody wakes up wanting a better life. No one wakes up just wanting to go backwards in life. Yet that's how we tend to act sometimes. Sorry, my fucking dog is eating some shit. All right? Go out there today on this motherfucking Monday and get after it and show yourself and take that excuse. And literally look yourself in the eye and be like, shut the fuck up. You know that's not true. You know this excuse is just a bunch of bullshit. Don't use it. Whatever you look for, you will find. The mind is that good. If you look for an excuse, you look for a reason why it's not going to work, then it's not going to fucking work. If you look for a reason of how you can make it work, you will find a way to make it work. Give your brain some time to ponder the idea of how it can make it work. Give your mind. You're fucking strong and you're powerful. You have God within you. You have God within you. He created you. You have him in you. Use that creativity. Use that imagination. I'm giving you permission. I'm giving you the authority. I'm telling you that you're way more powerful than you think you are. It's just you're holding yourself back with these excuses because you're either scared, you're hurt, or you're just bitching. Stop being a coward. Push forward. Get after it today. Let's go.